Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Well, I wanted to get into World Economic Forum. I do still intend to do that. We tried it last night and got sidetracked into other topics. And now tonight there's another school shooting. So it's
almost like clockwork.
It's worth mentioning.
And where did all these go? We were 2 years without any kind of shooting. Or reported
kids
shootings.
Kids weren't in school for a good chunk of that.
Yeah, but they were. In some places around the country they were. And you know.
But
this doesn't just happen in schools. What happened to all the movie theaters, all the supermarkets,
there
and all of a sudden
movie theater shooting. And the
during the COVID pandemic?
No, I mean in the last decade. In the supermarket.
No, I'm talking about where did all this go for 2 years? It just disappeared.
Well,
and now all of a sudden.
You can't have a school shooting if no one's in school or a shooting
at movie theaters either.
Supermarkets? Well,
okay, yeah, people were in supermarkets. Yeah, but the supermarket shooting was only recent. I had not heard of a supermarket shooting prior to
There was the libertarian activist in Texas who was at a supermarket shooting, and he used his gun to stop it, and the cops showed up and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I said reported. Now they're back in the news, and there's all this big deal hubbubaloo made about these shootings, which we know are happening all the time. But it's
apparently,
when the mainstream decides to focus all of their attention and ire on said shootings. And one of them, the one last week, where I didn't even know about this one today. I've been in my car
all day long.
And I just walked in and found out about it.
30 minutes before the show is when I heard.
But that. I know why the Buffalo shooting occurred, and that was to place the replacement theory in our minds, to make it known, because that is all anyone's talking about this week.
Well, that's something you wanted to discuss here tonight as well. Now, this one is too early to really know what, if any, motive there might be. There's obviously conflicting reports. This happened this morning, I think, in Central Time at around 11 or 12 o'clock. So it hasn't even been 12 hours yet. There is an identity out on the alleged shooter.
Salvador Ramos.
And he has apparently been killed by police at the scene, unlike the previous shooter in Buffalo who was taken into custody.
Right.
The previous shooter...
I mean, that's not going to look good, because earlier this morning, I saw a meme somewhere on social media of, you know, it showed all of these different people who were apprehended or confronted by police within the last few years, and it showed all of these white ones that were heavily armed, and they were just arrested, and it showed all of these black ones who were completely unarmed and who were killed, and we sort of have the same thing here, though.
Well, he was armed, I mean, allegedly.
But the white guy who was armed,
sure,
he didn't get shot.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at the end of that particular shooting. Apparently, there is a 13-minute video available, which I chose not to watch. We discussed that last week. But in this case, it's not clear exactly the timeline. There are some people who are saying that he was involved in a shootout with Border Patrol agents and then ran into the school. But
I saw that he shot his grandmother.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah,
presumably before he left for school or something, crashed his vehicle and ran into the school. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's not clear exactly what happened. He also allegedly sent a message to someone on Instagram. Now, Instagram has, of course, deleted his account, so no one can actually go and see what this person had been posting. But somebody did download a few photos showing him with some guns and magazines and things like that. But allegedly he sent messages to a female on Instagram that he didn't even really know.
That's what they're saying, but I find that just to be so unlikely, so random, so unlikely.
But that makes it sound like, well, I saw some images of the screenshots of the conversation, and it makes it sound like he was certainly planning to do something. Now, whether it was a planned shootout with the Border Patrol or a planned shootout at the elementary school, you know, did he just happen to run into the elementary school, or was that what the entire thing was? At this point, it's, I would say, probably a little too early to say.
Well, if he wrote nothing,
that I dug deep into this.
Yeah, if he wrote nothing down, we'll never know. If he has no manifesto, then we don't know yet. We'll never have any idea what this was about. The kid just snapped, presumably.
Yeah, it's too early to really say. If you know more, if you've been paying close attention to this all day, feel free to give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160. You know, we just found out about it right before the show. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so standard now, these things that are happening, is that these ongoing shootings. It's like, okay, well, we know the people of the gun controllers are going to come out and they're going to say, well, we need more gun control. And then, of course, the people that support gun freedom and the right to defend yourself are going to say, well, no, you know, if more people had guns, then things like this wouldn't have happened.
Which is why these things happen at gun-free zones.
Yeah.
Every single time. You don't see this taking place at some rodeo in Texas.
Sure don't. Or a gun show.
Yeah, it never happens.
I fully agree, but the day of the shooting is not the time to be trying to make that point.
I think there's always a time, and it's any time you damn well feel like it.
Yes, I'm sorry that people lost their lives, 10 of them.
In this case, 14 today.
I'm sorry, 14. It was 10 at the Buffalo, correct? But I mean,
yes.
No, this is because it's because you know that the other side, the opposing side who wants to take my guns away, they're making these points. They've been making these points. Pelosi's been talking about for hours.
14 kids and a teacher apparently were shot to death today in an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
The people on the left who are making those arguments, say, oh, well, we need more gun control, they should also shut up and allow people to mourn for it. I just think we should at least let the bodies get cold before we start politicizing the murder.
Well, if the other side wants to remain quiet on this, then I will.
I see where you're going.
Shut up for a couple of hours, but then it's all on. Because this is because people are seriously, you know, people who want to do me harm by taking my rights to protecting myself away from me, and they need to be it needs to be shouted out that you need to stay away and stop using these events and trying to tell me that guns were for the reason. Let's actually talk about, you know, what drugs this kid was taking. What was his family life like? Was he being bullied? There are so many other things that are taking place because either this kid was going to go shoot up his school, or if it was even his school, we're not even sure about it yet. But,
he's 18-year-old.
Or he's just another one of these suicide cases that are rampant in this country right now.
Well,
because of what?
Suicide by cop, you mean?
After all these sad-ass kids after being locked down for 2 years.
Sure. Well, the last guy in Buffalo said he was radicalized during COVID because he was locked down and bored. So he went on 4chan, apparently, and just started reading all kinds of conspiracy theories.
You believe
threads.
All that, yeah.
Well, that's allegedly what he said.
It's plausible, too, man. I mean, when I get bored, I would go and read 4chan. I just didn't become a radicalized Nazi.
Yeah,
because I maintained the ability to pull away from 4chan and Google the stuff I was reading, where this person unfortunately lost that.
So I tend to be, I'm on your side on this one, Conan. A lot of these shootings themselves are political shootings. The people who conduct these shootings have a particular political mindset. We know from the manifesto of the guy in Buffalo that he described himself as a left authoritarian. And he absolutely had, you know, aspirations as far as he knew he wasn't going to likely, you know, go anywhere as far as politics are concerned. But he had his own political views and he wanted to enforce them.
By the way, you're the only one calling him out as a left authoritarian. You've actually looked at his manifesto.
Yeah.
Whereas if you pull up any article right now, alt-right, white nationalist.
Sure. Well, I mean, he was a white nationalist, but he was a leftist white nationalist.
Yeah.
And I can't say that with a straight face because it's so bizarre to me. But, yeah, he was hard left. He was
environmentalist.
Yeah, hard authoritarian left kind of person. And, you know, this is the reason that we wanted the manifesto to be widely and publicly available. And I'm sure people can find it at library if they really want to. That's probably the easiest way to find it.
LBRY.com.
Otherwise, they just have to trust what the media says is in it, and they start calling this guy, oh, this alt-right white nationalist, but he wasn't alt-right. He was alt-left.
No, Twitter banned my account for linking to the manifesto last week. Yeah, I got a 12-hour or 24-hour ban or something like that.
There's your disinformation right there.
Yeah. So if you know more about what happened in Texas today, the elementary school, maybe you've got something that we haven't come across yet, feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. Conan, you wanted to talk about this so-called replacement theory.
It's a real thing.
And I want to get into it.
The question is it a theory?
We'll get into it on the way here. Maybe you can explain what it is in the first place as well. For those that have not heard of this, it is Free Talk Live. And
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight you got Ian.
All right.
And Conan.
Phones are open. We started out with the story that's obviously the big news right now. Another shooting, this time at an elementary school in Texas. The alleged shooter is apparently dead at the hands of the police there. His name is Salvador Ramos, 18 years old, has killed 14 students at the elementary school and apparently one teacher. And rumors, you know, there's a lot of those right now. It's pretty early on. We don't know what the motivation might be. One person on 4chan, and again, this is just a claim, right?
Yeah.
This claim is as good as anybody else's claim right now. Claims that he was allegedly going to shoot up his own school, but something delayed their graduation last minute, so he decided to pick a fight with some Border Patrol officers and failed at that and ducked into the elementary school. But who knows? Who knows whether
that's true. I mean, that's plausible, right? I mean, any hypothesis is plausible at this point.
He was planning something, though, because he did message someone in advance and hinted that something was going to happen like around 11 a.m. this morning.
The coverage of this is weird because they say that, you know, he possibly had a rifle. And at this point, the shooter has been identified and killed. Presumably, the police have already confiscated whatever weapons he may have had. And it would be confirmed by now, 8 hours later, whether or not this person did, in fact, have a rifle.
Well, he didn't use a slingshot, so, I mean, I'm
pretty sure. They're saying he had a pistol.
They said it was a handgun
and possibly a rifle. But what's even more curious about this is that the pictures they show are not what I think of when I hear the term rifle. You know, I would expect him to be like, he had assault weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what the media does. Mm-hmm. But they're not doing that.
I saw a picture on 4chan, and in I think it was the Daily Mail article, that it was allegedly posted to his Instagram showing two quote-unquote assault rifles.
Yeah, but that's 4chan. I mean, MSNBC isn't out there like, shooter uses AR-15s to decimate school or anything.
Not yet. It's early yet, Aria. It hasn't even been, you know, a full day. Anyway, Conan, you wanted to get into the replacement theory, and this came out big time during the Buffalo shooting.
Yep, right after the shooting.
Ago.
Many, many, many theories on our explanations of the theory. This is nothing new. This is an old idea.
This is something the white supremacists have been talking about for years, but
hundreds of years. This is not a new idea at all.
We'll talk about it coming up here, but Olivia is on the line first in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, so I wanted to call about aliens, but before I get to that, I was wondering, are you guys worried about Aria getting y'all banned from YouTube? Because it's like Topless Tuesday.
No, not worried about that.
It's never happened before.
It has happened before.
We get banned for other reasons.
I think we were banned from Twitch over Topless Tuesday.
That's true. Yeah.
Don't think that happened on YouTube. But it could happen, and I really don't care.
Yeah, screw them.
So tell us about aliens.
Oh, well, I was just going to say the only problem with getting banned off of YouTube is I've tried to watch you guys on DLive and Odyssey, and it, like, constantly buffers. So it's like YouTube's the best quality. That's the only reason why I was using it. But
I'm with you. When I watch the show, I usually use the YouTube, and I realize that's horrible of me, right? But I usually use the YouTube feed myself because it is the sleekest.
I'm told that Odyssey has upgraded their servers and there should be no buffering anymore with Odyssey. Now, they may have only been referring to pre-recorded shows as opposed to live. I'm not sure if they meant everything on Odyssey, but they are apparently investing quite a bit into their infrastructure. So
Olivia,
maybe it's better now.
Are you talking about the live Odyssey feed and or the pre-recorded? Because I've never had a problem with the pre-recorded. It's good to go.
Live.
Okay, that I've never seen it live, so.
Yeah, I would say try it again, and then I know that Odyssey does offer what they call transcoding, and that's where you can take the resolution down, and maybe that'll help. Maybe it's a limited internet connection issue or something like that. But supposedly it's better now, so give it a try if you haven't tried it in some number of days or weeks or whatever. All right, so what about aliens?
Okay, so last night you had, at the end of the show, somebody entered chat called Valiant Thor saying they were from some testing site in New Mexico. I don't know if you've heard of Valiant Thor, but allegedly he's from Venus and he visited the United States during the 1950s and 60s, and it's in a book called Stranger at the Pentagon, which you can read for free on archive.org. But I was just wondering why they would go to the bureaucrats of government, why aliens would visit bureaucrats of government. If they know anything about planet Earth at all, which allegedly they've been watching us for centuries now, they would know those are the absolute worst people to go to.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean,
change.
Yeah, wouldn't they go to someone like Elon Musk or something?
Right, exactly, like the capitalists and try to...
Or maybe they have, or maybe he is.
An alien?
An alien.
That's way too much credit for Elon Musk, man.
He's got Asperger's.
He's pretty strange. He's a pretty strange dude.
He admits to having Asperger's.
He's not, I tell you what, he's not the same race as Zuckerberg. They're both, I think they're both opposing aliens that are fighting each
alien.
Other. Oh, yeah. Well, reptile man versus, like, strange Nordic alien.
So, Olivia, it sounds like you're a believer in alien visitation and such?
Yeah, I you know, you hear so many stories in Arizona and New Mexico, and you see so many, like, sightings in the air that it's just, I mean, how could it not be true?
I'm kind of with you on this, Olivia. I mean, if even 1 in 10 of these actual documented encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena, what most people would call UFOs, if even 1 in 10 of them are actually believable and, you know, concrete, real, this actually happened. A lot of these are, you know, Navy pilots and Air Force pilots, so presumably they're credible. If even 1 in 10 happened, those are things flying around in Earth's skies that no one can explain or account for, that defy the laws of physics sometimes as we understand them. And even if they don't defy the laws of physics, they are centuries beyond anything that human beings are capable of creating. I don't know what they are, but they don't seem to be of Earth origins.
And people have been seeing them for thousands of years, too. I mean, this is a well-documented thing as well, so
chariots in the sky and things
likely.
Like that, certainly.
Well, there's a ton of people that have had experiences, obviously, but I don't know if there's a lot of evidence for them meeting with governments. I mean, this is just a book, right? Anybody can write a book and make claims.
I don't think they would meet with aliens, and I mean, I don't think they would meet with government.
I would say that if they were evil, they might meet with governments and plot evil with them together. And if they were good, then they would vaporize governments in a press of a button. And obviously that hasn't happened yet.
No, they just visit farmers and cows.
I think they're sitting back waiting to see if we vaporize government peacefully.
Maybe that's the whole game. Maybe this is, in fact, a reality show.
I mean, just look at, you know,
a huge simulation where they're just up there laughing their asses right now, just seeing what they could do. Let's put this guy in charge. This guy who can't speak has had has been lobotomized twice.
I don't think so. Think about how we treat, you know, the natural world and uncontacted tribes. And think about Star Trek and its, what is the founding principle of Starfleet?
Prime Directive.
Prime Directive.
Yeah. Yep. You don't interfere with developing societies. Mm. Those are ideas that we came up with, and we're not even exploring the stars. You know, a civilization capable of achieving that level of technology, surviving their own nuclear wars and, you know, rising beyond all of that, they would certainly come up with their own concept of the Prime Directive and put that into place. So they're watching, waiting for us to reach a certain point, if they're out there.
And maybe it isn't the Prime Directive the way that we have defined it, and it's just that we are so stupid that we just don't recognize that there are, in fact, elite beings out there. For example, my chickens, my cats, my rabbits, I feed them, I'm walking around them all the time, but do they really recognize who and what I am? I don't think so. I think I'm out of sight, out of mind. They don't even know I exist.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 14 children and one teacher were killed in a mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces a suspected murderer, 18-year-old Salvador Romas, a resident of the town, has been killed.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
A 66-year-old and a 10-year-old have been listed in critical condition in San Antonio's University Hospital. President Biden is ordering flags be lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the mass shooting at the school. Biden also set to address the nation tonight just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Continuing coverage of our top story, more details are emerging about the location of a South Texas elementary school shooting which left at least 14 students dead. Police say Robb Elementary in Uvalde has second, third, and fourth grade classes. Second graders are usually between the ages of 7 and 8, while fourth graders are between 9 and 10. Reaction on Capitol Hill coming in from the mass shooting, including Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It is truly horrific. There is nothing more evil than violent criminals who target children, especially young children. There will be a lot of time to examine what steps could have been taken proactively to enhance the safety and security of the school. Right now, all of us are just grieving horrifically at yet another act of evil and mass murder.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And definitely want to let you know about our website where you can go and enjoy various features, including archives that go way back over at freetalklive.com. And if you've given up on trying to wake up your friends and family, well, try something new. Try Truth Smacks. Suzanne, who's a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And she sent some to the show, and I love trail mix. I'm a big fan of good trail mix, and this is fantastic trail mix. In fact, she doesn't use any artificial ingredients. It's all raw, unadulterated, organic ingredients. Food as nature intended. Truthsmacks.com is where you can go. Truthsmacks.com/shop to get different varieties. There's the Truth Quotes variety, which has famous or infamous quotes on the back, as well as the Freedom variety, which also has quotes about freedom and government tyranny. You get two size options, two flavor options, including a peppermint-infused version as well. Check it out over at truthsmacks.com. They're spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. truthsmacks.com/shop. As we continue here, we are going to get back into this Well, get into this replacement theory. It came up a lot in the manifesto from the shooter in Buffalo. And Cunningham, you say this theory has been around for a very long time.
You're always going to have it. It's not necessary. I think that the argument last week was, what was the difference between white genocide and replacement theory? And I think that they are two different things.
Okay. The genocide would mean that
specifically
they're killing white people.
Correct.
Replacement theory would mean they're outbreeding them?
They are physically replacing one party, one group, with immigrants.
Okay. When you say
they're not replacing
for whatever reason.
Anyone, I mean, bringing in more immigrants isn't replacing anyone who's already there and breeding, as long as they continue to be there and breeding.
If your new replacement will work for half what you would work for, and they'll live in worse conditions, they are absolutely going to be embraced by the powers that be, whether it be your boss or whether it be a politician. And the other concept, when I talking politician, the two ideas is you have a new workforce that will work for less,
yep,
will live in worse conditions, and they typically vote a certain way. So those are the two different sides
I
of this
that
coin
claim
that I
being
see.
Made, and I don't buy it at all.
First generation?
Mexicans,
absolutely not.
For instance,
first generation?
Right-wingers.
No. Second generation, third generation? Yes, they will vote a certain way. And I've seen this myself. I've seen old Mexicans coming from Florida who are very conservative out there on the farm, you know, working their butts off. Their kids, on the other hand, nah.
Well, then you've got the government schools to blame for that.
Yes, you do. And you have government handouts. And if you can tick a box saying, I am this shade of whatever and I'll get these benefits, are you not going to click that box? Most people do. And so and then those people are going to vote a certain way. But the
I don't feel like these people who want to live in squalor at work, making half the amount of money that I do while getting government benefits, are a threat to me. They're not replacing me.
But they will.
That's like being scared of losing a game of basketball against a 5-year-old crippled kid. I mean, come on, man. These people, as you're describing, they'll work for pennies on the dollar. They live at 50 people to a home or whatever, which none of this, I believe, is true, by the way. I think those are probably stereotypes that have no basis.
Well, stereotypes do exist for a reason. I mean, it is definitely true that immigrants are more willing to live in more difficult conditions. I mean,
I'll give you that. But that's not replacing me.
No,
when you are in a business and you are training your new hire to replace you. This has happened. I've heard these stories from people who,
sure,
a bunch of Indians, and I'll just use Indians in this particular argument because they're typically tech guys, techs and health. A lot of them are in the health department. I've heard many, many stories of someone training their new replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And just being teed off. Some guy who's going to work for half of what he does.
Twice as smart.
And quite possibly.
Yeah.
So this is actually happening. Now,
here's
the question. Is this, in fact, a bunch of elites, a cabal, who are actually intentionally doing this to, I don't know, have a more obedient population? Now, that is the question.
No, it's just the free market.
Replacement is happening.
Well, we don't have a free market, number one. And number two, we have the government running the schools. So what you have is a situation where you look at, like, engineering. They say that if you look at engineering students, you'll find that they tend towards folks from India.
They're good,
right,
at it.
People, or maybe Asians, for instance. People that they've got a different mindset when it comes to education. They've been encouraged, perhaps by their families, to go in a certain direction.
It's called discipline.
Yeah. In the meantime, you've got poor white people or whatever, and blacks in the United States who are being indoctrinated by these government schools to not exceed, to not excel, to go on welfare, as you're talking about. They're being incentivized in these ways. And so you've got a completely different mindset that's being brought in. Now, is there a government plot to dumb people down? Absolutely. That's the whole point of the government schools,
yep,
is to create these mindless drones that are just little worker drones, and they plug into the system and they stay in the system the entire time. I don't know if that's if part of that plot is to promote Indians or Asians over those people, or if that just has to do with the mindset of those cultures. Those people are more focused on bettering themselves and getting out of poverty, for instance.
Well, regarding the engineering thing, I think that's probably a bit misleading. I mean, if you look at the top medical engineers of today, they're all Americans, almost universally. Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, these
How do you know that?
I don't know this.
Well, they're in America.
Well, that doesn't mean they're from America.
It doesn't matter to me if they were born or why does it matter where they were born and raised?
But that's not the argument we're having. We're questioning whether this is taking place.
I understand that.
And I think all three of us really don't care.
And the reason
I want the best person for the job. And if it's someone of a different shade than I am, I don't give a flip.
They get the job, yeah.
But that's not the argument we're having. Is this actually happening? Is our different shades of color, of skin color, are they taking all the jobs?
No, of course not. Because there's
always
new jobs.
And if they are,
it's
just the free market. It's just, as you said, people who are doing the same job, they're willing to do it for cheaper amounts. Okay, that proves that we're overcharging then. We've been undercut by our competitors. Okay, well, we undercut them back. That would be the solution here if this was even happening. If these immigrants are coming in and taking our jobs,
exactly. For all of the Republicans who are complaining about this, my question to you is why are you being so easily replaced?
Mm.
Is it because you suck? Do you need to pick up the slack? Are you being paid too much? Because
immigrants,
you probably are, by the way.
Immigrants are more likely to be... I know this. The mentality amongst these right-wingers is, oh, they're just coming here for welfare. And that's total bunk in my experience. Now, it may be true in some instances, but generally immigrants are harder working. They've got better entrepreneurial spirit. You know, you go and you look at the average immigrant compared to the average American, they're more likely to be a business owner. They're more likely to be starting their own and doing their own thing. A lot of these folks coming from Mexico, if they're not wealthy enough to start their own business, they're out there working double, you know, some of the Americans out there. They're working harder, and they're working, like you said, for less. So they're doing what it takes to raise their families out of poverty, whereas it's the native-born Americans that are more likely to get on welfare and be lazy bums.
I agree with that entirely.
Yeah, if I am not, I'm self-employed mostly. Mm-hmm. But if I was to start a business, I've made this joke many, many times, and people roll their eyes at me. I would hire a bunch of immigrants,
mm-hmm.
all working in my basement, doing whatever, doing handicraft or whatnot. And of course,
if only they were here to hire.
Here I am trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
Now, am I actually trying to replace my fellow white people? No.
That doesn't even come into the picture when it comes to hiring somebody. I don't care what your skin color is. Are you qualified for the job?
I do believe there are people out there who really believe in this, and they're doing it intentionally. But I think most people, it's not even in their mind.
We got more coming up. If you want to weigh in on this so-called replacement theory.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here, the number 603-283-6160. Whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Want to say thanks to John Rolstead, who is a Free Talk Live silver supporter of our Amps Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com and join up over there with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account. And we appreciate the support. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. It can help us spread the message of liberty and get some cool perks, as John has done. He's doing at least $5 a month as a silver level. That's all we ask for. We really appreciate it. Go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Just some quick digging for some statistics rather than just going off the top of my head here. According to...
Or what you actually see in real life. I mean, just going to the hospital and
which I don't do.
Or working in tech, you know, working with the people who are calling you on the phone, trying to sell you something, or do a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, before you mention these, I want to apologize because we did have that discussion a minute ago, and until you read out these stats, I wasn't even thinking about this entire discussion in terms of race. For whatever reason,
isn't
I was...
Isn't that what this discussion's about?
Yes, but I was thinking about it in terms of immigration.
Oh, immigration.
Rather than, you know, what color people are, where they were from was the consideration, as
yeah.
I understood.
Honestly, I wish we could stop talking about race because I think it's really dumb. I'd rather just talk about humans in
sure.
general. But even then, even if we were to ignore, which is what I'd like people to do, is just look at people as people and individuals. But even if we were to ignore race entirely, then there's still going to be the concern about immigration. Because there's still going to be people. If tomorrow we all woke up and everybody was brown, there would still be the people who say, you can't come into our club. right? There would still
for whatever reason, yeah. You follow the wrong god, or you went to the wrong school,
or we just have enough people,
or you play the wrong sports ball.
That's it. We've got enough people in the club. You can't come in. The club being the United States, you know, you're not allowed to come in. So there would still be those issues, and there would still be the issues of somebody's willing to work harder than you. Somebody's willing to come in and take a position that you have that you don't own, by the way. You may have worked in that job for 20 years, may never have had, you know, maybe you've gotten raises the whole time and everything's been great, and then all of a sudden you find yourself shut out, you're done, you had to pack up your desk and go home, and some kid comes in and they're, you know, got twice the energy of you and they're working at half the price. This is the same old story of
that
time
is,
of
that's
immemorial.
The argument we keep going back to that makes the most sense to I think the three of us. But when you talk to the people who really, really believe in this, it's not about some guy who's going to work less than you and live in squalor. It's about how they're going to vote. And we have it here in our very state, the live free or die state, where there are a group of people who are really, really upset with us right now because we vote a certain way. And they see that we are coming in mass, moving into this state, and we are going to affect politics in this state. And there's a group, there's a small group of people who are just, they're
some of the free staters.
They are beside themselves right now, writing, disclaimers.
You're talking about the Democrats now.
I'm talking about leftist authoritarians who cannot stand us. Now, I mean, wouldn't you be upset as well? Let's say you live in Texas. You live somewhere near Austin, and you have all of these Californians. Coming in, and they're taking over, and they're voting a certain way. I make this argument all the time about Massachusetts massholes that move into this state. By the way, the biggest influx of people into this state are massholes. And they vote a certain way. Oh, no, it's incredibly, it's like 80%. Massachusetts.
I don't think the tax rate is even that important. I mean, even if a bunch of people from California want to move to New Hampshire and just raise the income, create an income tax, raise the property tax, to me, all of that's probably just a drop in the bucket compared to the inflation of the USD. That's where the money is really disappearing from. That's what's being used to pay for all of these welfare programs is inflation, not tax dollars. If they really want to take an issue with something, they have to take issue with the inflation, not the, quote, tax dollars that are paying for these welfare programs, because tax dollars aren't paying for the welfare programs.
Well,
inflation is.
Well, to back to your point.
Yeah, let's not forget you found some graduate poll dealing with the health department.
I'll throw it out here. It's from the American, I'm going to cite this, Association of American Medical Colleges, AANC.org. The numbers are fairly recent, 2018-2019 academic year. It's the percentage of U.S. medical school graduates by race and ethnicity, 54.6% white, 21.6% Asian. And so
that sounds right to me.
Looking here at the categories, there's no category for Indian, so presumably they're putting India into the Asian category here. The next largest is multiple race / ethnicity at 8%, followed by black at 6.2%. Hispanic at 5.3, and then there's a few others.
And I wonder how much of that 21% of Asians are basically going right back home. They've been paid. They paid for medical school through their family, and
they're going to make more money here.
Significantly more money here.
But
I imagine the ones who are good, the ones who are the best, I imagine they would stay here. Because this is where the best are going to be rewarded.
Even if they were going to continue to send money back to the house, to the fam.
Yeah.
Buy some Bitcoin and send the Bitcoin to your family.
This would be the place to do it. Live here and ship it back.
But to go back to the fear about, you know, this so-called replacement theory and what you were talking about, where people are worried about people moving in, whether it's the Texans upset about Californians coming in or New Hampshireites upset about people from Massachusetts moving in.
Or
the Free Staters moving in. That's the reverse concern.
The Free State Project is as close to an actual replacement theory as I've ever heard of. And it's not replacement, it's more like supplanting. Supplanting isn't even the right word, because the Free State Project isn't trying to get anyone to go away.
Sure we are. I mean, we would absolutely love, I mean, we don't speak for the Free State Project, but as liberty-minded people, we would love for the status to go the hell away.
Okay, that's fair.
And that's the other thing is, yeah, there's a lot of fear-mongering out there, and that's one of the biggest objections to New Hampshire from people when you talk to, like, other freedom-loving people, like, well, why don't you want to move to New Hampshire? Oh, well, aren't there people from Massachusetts moving there? Well, yeah, but when you actually look at who those people are.
They're usually trying to escape their own hellhole.
They're the people trying to escape from Massachusetts, number one, and that means they're probably more likely to support more freedom than not. Further, what we're seeing happening here is contrary to the prediction. So what we're seeing happening here is that as freedom advances in New Hampshire, it gets less attractive to the statists.
Mm-hmm.
So they are starting to put things out on social media. If you follow the Free State NH channel on Twitter, they put these things out there all the time. They'll share actual posts from these statists that are freaking out. They'll share letters to the editor. They'll share their other Twitter posts or Facebook posts or whatever, where they're saying things to their brethren like,
these people want more freedom. Can you believe these crazy people who want more freedom?
And they'll say things like, I'm leaving. I cannot stay here anymore. I'm, you know, my home state. Of course, a lot of them are implants themselves.
Yeah, a lot of them are just talking out their butts, dude. These are the same people who said they're going to move to Canada when Trump is elected.
Some have left. Years ago, there was a guy in Keene who used to own Brubakers, which is a coffee shop in downtown Keene. He assaulted Sam Dodson, who was a co-host on Free Talk Live, with a coffee cup one day out in front of City Hall after a city council meeting, and was all about hating on the Free Staters. And they even created a hate group called Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma. Bit of a mouthful, but that was what they called it.
Yes, because the left can't meme.
Yeah.
We know this.
And this would have been like a decade, more
it's
than
It's because they have no sense of humor, man.
Yeah. They're not allowed to have a sense of humor.
Sure they are. They're just doing it wrong. Right? I engage in a lot of crap posting on the internet, mm-hmm. and someone recently brought to my attention a trans crap posting group, and I read it, and it was just like, it was just a leftist talking point. It was the least funny thing I've ever seen. And it's not just because they can't meme, it's because they no longer have any sense of humor whatsoever.
Well, they're an angry group. They're an angry group. They hate it when people don't want to do what they're told, that's for sure. And they certainly hate the fact that there's a whole movement of those people coming here to New Hampshire. It really frustrates them. So some of them just up and leave. And they make a big stink before they leave, but then they leave. And they leave quietly in a lot of cases. So the guy that owned Brubakers that assaulted Sam, he was very verbal, very loud, he and his daughter formed this hate group here in town. They were having meetings and things like that. And then he packed up, sold the business, and moved out to Los Angeles, and she moved to D.C.
Good for them.
Good.
New Hampshire, though, it's not an airline. There's no need to announce your departure. Just leave.
And there was another one. And I'm telling you, these are older stories, right? There's newer people. There's other people who have left recently.
During my time, there was an anti-freaking group. Stop Freaking, correct.
Which I think came after.
Which I think got renamed, and I think they've had their share of different leadership.
Yeah.
It just revolves.
Two of them moved the hell out. They were living four houses down from this house. Two of the worst of that group left. And that's been four or five years ago now at this point. There's a woman that used to blog for a site called counterpunch.org who lived out in Westmoreland. She was writing anti-Free State Project articles. She moved years ago out of to wherever the hell she moved. Susan the Bruce, who was one of the most vocal anti-Free Stater bloggers, moved to Maine before she passed away.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. So the more free we can make it, the less attractive it is to the people that want to control others. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian,
I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.